From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Turkey's prime minister plans to leave office. Ahmet Davutoğlu says he will not seek re-election as the leader of the ruling party. Mr. Davutoğlu met late Wednesday with President Recep Tayyip Erdogan, but the two allegedly were unable to smooth over several disagreements. The prime minister has not been a strong supporter of some of Mr. Erdogan's policies, including constitutional changes to make the largely ceremonial presidency into an all-powerful position. The Syrian Observatory for Human Rights says at least 28 civilians were killed Thursday in an airstrike on a refugee camp in northern Syria near the Turkish border. The group's director says he didn't know if the attacking planes were Syrian or Russian. White House spokesman Josh Earnest says there's no justifiable excuse for an airstrike targeting innocent civilians. U.S. Defense Department spokesman Colonel Steve Warren says U.S. warships have stopped accompanying U.S. and British-flagged commercial vessels through the Strait of Hormuz. Edward Uranian reports Iran has threatened to close the waterway to U.S. allied vessels.
The threat to close the Strait of Hormuz follows an announcement last week by Iran's naval commander, Admiral Habiballah Sayari, that his country would hold maneuvers in the Persian Gulf in the near future. The deputy head of Iran's Revolutionary Guard, General Hussein Salami, told state TV Wednesday that Iran would close the strait to U.S. and allied commercial vessels if it came under threat. Edward Uranian, Cairo.
I'm Dave DeForest, and this is VOA News.